Our next shadow is from the Moon Bureau, and it is Let the Moonlight Carry You Home.
The toil is over, and if you don't sleep, you'll find yourself living someone else's dream. So surrender to Luna, join hands with Celine. Let the moonlight carry you home.
And I will start by saying that this Moon Bureau song just might be the best West of Vine song that I've ever heard. I think that our friend who's behind both of those, as well as the Popped Hearts, started all of them with very specific ideas about the sounds that he wanted for each one. And I think that especially throughout this contest, the Moon Bureau has been sort of moving away from the pure, like, I think sort of Smiths or The Cure kind of sound, in feeling a little bit more country, a little bit more acoustic, a little bit more Americana. And I'm not complaining. Not that I didn't like the early Moon Bureau stuff. I think this is all great, and I think that not locking yourself into one really specific sound is a healthy way of being creative. That said, I like this. This sounds great. It is calm. It is serene. It works. It's great for a melody. It's another one in a slow waltz time. I think when you play a lot of folk music, this seems very familiar. This almost sounds like a very slowed down version of The Times They Are A-Changin' by Bob Dylan. Not to say that he's directly plagiarizing at all, but it feels familiar. The sort of 1-4, 1-5, bum, ba da da dum. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good stuff, but it's not a particularly innovative melody. I do like the lyrics a lot. I think the lyrics do a good job of anchoring with a specific image, let the moonlight carry you home. I think that's always a good way to start, is to have that anchoring image, and then you come back to it, you come back to it, you come back to it. So I think the lyrics are very well done. I wish that that violin was a real violin, and I'm, you know, maybe showing some of my small-mindedness, but I think if you can't find a real string player, then don't bother. I think I just find a real violin player. You know what? You know where you find a real violin player is in the choir that you have joined. Everybody join a choir. Everybody join a choir. It connects you to other musicians who are like actually in the same town as you, and who could like come over to your house and record music in your home studio or whatever. Yeah. That's really my only complaint, is the synthesized string patch just really takes me out of the mood. But otherwise, it's really lovely.
Yeah, and invite strangers, temperamental artists into your house. It's a good idea. All right, so, no, I'm kidding. I thought this was a very nice ballad, but when the Moon Bureau starts playing this song during their live concert, I know it's time for me to go to the bar for a drink. Or time to take that bathroom break, you know. It's a nice, perfectly fine lullaby, and I can imagine someone singing this to their kid to put them to sleep, you know. It's going to be, go to sleep, kid, because tomorrow you're going to be hanging drywall, apparently. It sounds like I'm harshing this song, but it's a good song. It's a good song with a bad VST fiddle, but a good song nonetheless.
Are we sure it's VST? I thought it was just poorly played and scratchy, which I thought...
There is a 0% chance that that is an actual string instrument.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But if I'm wrong,
then John from the Moon Bureau gets to run Spin Tunes.
I did notice that there were two of these violin instruments overlapped at some part, and I wondered if it was like, I know we say guitarmony. I don't know if you could say violinery. I don't know, but I thought it was interesting. I wasn't sure if I liked it or not. And you're right, this is another slow and pretty waltz. I also liked all of the references to the moon, which I thought was appropriate for the Moon Bureau. What can I say? I'm a sucker for a classical allusion. So Luna is the Roman goddess of the moon, which we probably knew. But Selene is her Greek counterpart. And they are both often portrayed driving a chariot across the night sky. So interesting. The moon, I guess, also has a certain mystical calming quality, which I think is a good theme for a lullaby. So yeah, I like the song, but it's not one I'm going to listen to a lot. It is pretty slow, and I found myself impatient a couple times during it.